Please, keep your voices down. My husband is sleeping. I'm sorry. I wish that my goddaughter had told me about your visit, because we could have avoided this uncomfortable scene. I'm afraid I will not be inviting you back.
Please, Mama Jean, don't make them leave.
Madame Melies, I don't want to impose on you, said Monsieur Tabard, but if this is, in fact, to be the only time we meet, please, let me tell you a brief story. I met your husband a long time ago when I was a little boy. My oldest brother was a carpenter whom your husband employed on many of his earliest films. He often brought me with him to the studio where the movies were being made. I remember it like I was there just yesterday. I remember how the sun shone through all the glass. I thought it looked like a palace in a fairy story. One afternoon, your husband appeared and shook my hand, and he said something to me that I've never forgotten. Monsieur Tabard paused for a moment, glanced toward the closed bedroom door, and then continued. He bent down on one knee and whispered to me, "If you've ever wondered where your dreams come from when you go to sleep at night, just look around. This is where they are made." I grew up wanting to make dreams, too. Your husband gave me a great gift that day. I hope one day I can repay him. Hugo remembered what his father had said about seeing his first movie as a child. He had said it was like seeing your dreams in the middle of the day. The old woman lifted the bottom edge of her apron and wiped it across her brow. "I need to sit down," she said. Isabel brought a chair to her, and she sat with a sigh. "My husband was an important man," she said, "and I am pleased that you remember his films with such fondness, but he's become so fragile. It's not a good idea to dredge up the past for him."
"We brought some of that past with us," said Monsieur Tabard. "But if you don't think..."
"What did you bring?"
asked Isabel. The old woman raised her eyebrows. "When I was invited here to meet a man I thought had died, I must admit I was skeptical. But stirred by my fond memories of Georges Méliès, I sent Etienne down to the Film Academy archives, and in the very back, under a pile of old boxes, he found one of your godfather's movies. It's a little dusty, but I think it's in pretty good shape. We brought a projector with us in case he wanted to see it. We figured it might have been a long time since he's seen one of his films."
Hugo and Isabel grabbed each other.
"Show us," said Hugo.
No, I don't want to wake up George," said the old woman.
"Oh, please, let's watch it now, please," said Isabel.